Chapter 13. The Game. After Tony and Emma got into the police car, the driver turned on the siren and drove fast. All the traffic went to the side of the road to let the police car pass.
"Now I'll explain why we must drive fast," the policeman said. "A crazy woman phoned the police station. She said if Tony and Emma don't come to the park immediately and alone, a bomb will explode there. She's going to phone the public telephone in the park in 5 minutes. She wants to talk to you." Soon after, the police car got to the park and stopped. There were lots of people in the park. Some were walking or running. Others were sitting on benches in the sun.
"Get out here," the policeman said. "The woman mustn't see us."
Emma and Tony got out of the car and ran through the park until they came to the public telephone. A few seconds later, the phone rang. Tony answered it and heard a woman's voice.
"I'm sorry you got to the park in time," the voice said. "Your voice sounds familiar. Do I know you?" Tony asked.
"Don't waste time," the woman answered. "Just listen and do what I tell you. Under the phone, there's a plastic bag with a portable computer inside. Open it."
Tony found the computer.
"Okay, I've got it," he said. "What must I do now?"
"Turn on the computer, then open a file called Last Day Alive," said the woman.
Tony suddenly felt cold. He understood the meaning of the name.
"Click the mouse on Start to begin the game," the woman ordered. "I made this game specially for you. You've only got 10 minutes to complete it."
The woman laughed, then continued,
"The game has got 2 levels. If you don't pass both levels, the bomb will explode. Don't try to be cleverer than me, because I'm watching you. If I see anything suspicious, this will be your last day alive."
The phone became silent. Tony clicked the mouse on Start, and 2 animated characters appeared on the screen. Emma was watching too.
"They look like us," she exclaimed. "And look!"
She pointed to the right side. It was a timer, programmed for 10 minutes. Suddenly, a picture of a bomb appeared at the top of the screen. It fell to the bottom and exploded. Then, black letters moved across the screen. The letters said, "Goodbye." The timer started working.
"The game's starting. What must we do?" Emma asked.
"Look," Tony said. "The Emma and Tony characters are on the left. We must move them across the screen to the right, I think, and those falling rocks mustn't hit them.
But how do we move the characters?" "Here, the instructions are at the bottom of the screen," Emma answered. "You must use the arrow keys, and I must use the numbers. 1 is left, 2 is up, 3 is down, and 4 is right. Okay? Let's play," she continued, looking at the timer. "We've only got 9 minutes.
Tony and Emma started playing. 3 minutes later, Tony finished.
"Good," Emma said. "But I've got a problem."
"Let's do it together," Tony said. He played with Emma, and a minute later, her character got safely to the right side of the screen.
"Thanks,"
Emma exclaimed. Suddenly, the screen changed. Words ran across it. "Beginner's luck. If you don't finish the next level, you'll die."
"Now we have to fight a dragon," Tony said. "We've got 5 minutes. You try first."
Emma moved her character, but a big flame came out of the dragon's mouth, and her character fell to the ground.
"Bad luck, Emma," the screen said. "You lose 10 seconds.
The timer jumped 10 seconds.
"Oh dear," Emma said to Tony. "If you don't kill the dragon, the bomb will explode."
Tony played against the dragon. The minutes passed. Emma was very nervous.
Quickly, she said. We've only got 1 minute.
Tony pressed a key, and his character hit the dragon. The timer stopped, and the words, "You win," ran across the screen. Emma turned to Tony with a big smile.
You did it! We're safe!